Petoskey.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three on this Wednesday, September 18th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Potentially the next Democratic governor candidate in 2026 is Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson. Remember that name. Chris Swanson. Why? Well, he's a full-blown Democrat, very popular sheriff in Genesee County. Why? Because he's done some things outside of the box in dealing with his inmates, prisoners being held detained in the Genesee County Jail. At an event in Flint, Governor Gretchen Whitmer told Genesee County Jail's Ignite program graduates, two of which earned a high school diploma and another one graduated from a music academy, said that relationships matter and that they should surround themselves by others who are learning and growing. Whitmer served as the keynote speaker for the 29th graduation at the invitation of Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, who started a program called Ignite. You know how they always come up with these really cute acronyms? Inmate Growth Naturally and Intentionally Through Education. Ignite. He started the program back in September of 2020. When asked after the ceremony if the event was a preview of Whitmer passing the governor's torch to Swanson, who is rumored to be interested in a gubernatorial run in 2026, Swanson replied, "Not today," quote unquote. Swanson's pride in the program and graduates was easy to see as he praised both the community partners, U.S. Congressman Dan Kildee of Flint, who helped secure funding, and country music star Jason DeFord, known as Jelly Roll, who visited the jail for the second time in July to help kickstart the program's Jailhouse Music Studio. This was funded by the local UAW union in Flint. This program actually allows inmates to spend time creating their own music. The songs written and created by the music graduates played in the background as they accepted their certificates. The one female inmate shared that her song was about her three children. A second inmate, who wore a cap and gown, accepted her high school diploma. She said, "This program has been amazing." One of the people in the audience praised the program sitting at Swanson was absolutely, absolutely the sheriff that did something good here in our county. Whitmer, the governor, shook the hands of the graduates that came from the manufacturing program. Manufacturing program. This is why UAW is involved in it and supports it. She also shook the hands of the other graduates from the Jailhouse Music Studio program as they walked across the room to accept their certificates and their diplomas. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, "I saw the graduates who are so proud, getting some acknowledgement for doing good work. I see the family members here today equally proud and encouraging. I see a whole community that is rooting for you. Well, count me among the many." Swanson said the program has been copied in at least 14 other states, North Dakota, Alabama, Texas, with 12 more ready to launch their programs very soon. Here in Michigan, Washtenaw County Sheriff-elect Alicia Dyer said she plans to implement an Ignite program there as well. According to a Harvard University study, showed that Ignite reduced recidivism by 19%, crime rates dropped by 23%, jail violence was down by half. Swanson said the program saves taxpayers $5,600 per inmate per month in social costs. They're going to soon offer a nursing program that's going to be headed up by the AASME Nurses Union and a CDL program to teach inmates how to become a truck driver. These jobs offer real money. These provide real changes to these people. Many of which this is the first opportunity they have in a controlled environment to learn for themselves, to make something of themselves. After the ceremony, Whitmer said watching the graduates was inspirational. Really cool to see the pride and the determination of these inmates. Mark my words, write this down, text it to somebody. In 2026, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson will be running for governor as a Democrat. And honestly, with Whitmer being there at this event, I'm willing to bet that she will probably come out and endorse Swanson over Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State. Another person I'm predicting is going to get involved in the Democrat race, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan, however you pronounce his name. Going to be a three-person race. Swanson, Benson, and Duggan. I don't know. I don't know how to say the guy's name. Frankly, I don't care. What is that going to do with there being a competitive race on the Democrat side of the August primary, unless election laws are changed and the primary is held sooner? It's going to give us a true Republican primary for governor. The Democrats will have to stay on their side of the ballot to pick their candidate for governor. This will not be an anointment like we got with Whitmer, anointing her the only candidate on the ballot. Not going to happen in 2026. This gives me hope that Republicans, independents, will be picking the Republican candidate in 2026. Why do I say independents? Because they're fed up with the Democrats. So many people that I've been talking to that hate the Republican Party just as much as the Democrat Party. They're truly independent people, libertarians, constitutionalists. They are fed up with the Democrat agenda. They're fed up with the Democrat inflation, the Democrat policies that are hurting their pocketbooks. This November 5th, folks, independents are going to vote Republican. Donald Trump's going to win the independent vote. Rogers will get the independent vote. These are Republicans that will get elected in Michigan this year, is my prediction. It's also going to carry forward to 2026, the next midterm election, when it comes to governors, state senators, and House of Representatives in Lansing. And with the three, I'm predicting three candidates running for Democratic nomination for governor, it's going to give Republicans a clear and clean Republican primary election in 26. Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, a few others may be getting into the race. Well, we are going to have to figure out exactly which candidate we believe can win, and we need to do it early. That's my goal for 2026 midterm election. We're going to vet these people on the radio. We're going to have them on the show. We're going to ask them tough questions. We're going to ask them how much money they're putting into their campaign. How much money are you willing to spend out of your own pocket to become the next governor of the state of Michigan? Whoever can put together the best platform, the best issues that we support, and the most money proving they can win is who we're going to support. If you can't raise the money, don't even bother calling me. Not going to happen. Not interested. So without a doubt, folks, this is something that you need to understand. We, the people, are going to have a choice in 26 as to who the candidate is going to be for governor. The Democrats are laying this out perfectly for us. It's perfect timing. And I believe it's time for a Republican governor in 26. History definitely needs to repeat itself. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. 8 years Republican, 8 years Democrat. Well, Whitmer's had her 8 years. It's time for a Republican governor in 26. But that's the next election. We need to focus on this one on November 5th. Vote Republican. Text me PAGS. I'll send you that video and the screenshot of the sign. Share it with everybody. Text me PAGS. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Epoxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
In northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. One of our key listeners and researchers, Downstate Kim, always Johnny on the spot, greatly appreciate it, says that the judge's decision regarding Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be removed from the ballot here in Michigan will come out today. The decision expected Wednesday from the judge is not necessarily going to be the final word. Her decision could be appealed to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, the thing of it is that you have to understand about this. This would take it to the appellate court. The appellate court system. It has to be done on an expedited basis. The absentee ballots are supposed to go out on Monday. Today's already Wednesday. According to the arguments in the courtroom yesterday, 67 out of 83 counties would have to reprint their ballots. I don't even know if Antrim County has even printed their ballots yet because Vicky hasn't received her proof to spell her name correctly to put it on the ballot. The other issue, the other problem, if this goes to the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, they render an opinion. Well, is Kennedy prepared to take this all the way to the United States Supreme Court? Could the state of Michigan's ballots be held up going all the way to the United States Supreme Court? They're in session, and it would have to be an emergency decision. If the United States Supreme Court would even take on the case. I spoke to an attorney yesterday, and I said, how is this going to federal court? States run their elections. states run their elections. The federal government does not run elections in our states. So why is it going to a federal court? His answer, I don't know what Kennedy's brief complaint says, Randy, but if there's a federal law that pertains to federal elections, which President of the United States is, perhaps there's a federal statute that gives him legal standing to take it to a federal court. I don't know. Obviously, the judge yesterday, she heard the case in Detroit. She's coming out with a ruling today, could be appealed to the Sixth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals. Evidently, there must be some federal statute that they're dealing with. Then you got to ask yourself, why are they wanting and fighting so hard to keep him on the ballot here in Michigan? Obviously, to confuse the voters. Somebody sees his name on the ballot, doesn't like Trump, doesn't like Harris, they're going to vote for him. Kennedy supporters. People have put up signs and still to this day have their signs in their yards. He does not want people to vote for him. He has come out and endorsed fully Donald Trump. Wants his supporters to vote for Trump. That's why the Democrats are fighting so hard to keep his name on the ballot. Pure and simple. Only logical conclusion you can come up with. So we'll see where this goes. The announcement will be made today. Could be appealed to the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you, Kim, for sending that to me. One of the things that I appreciate so much is our relationship, our radio family, people who share this information you hear on the show, people saying how we keep them informed about what's going on in Michigan news and Michigan politics. Well, we can't do it, folks, without sponsors. We need more sponsors to keep this show and the radio station paying their bills. If you know of a business that you think would be a good fit for our radio family, I need to talk to them. I need to talk to them. We need family-owned businesses, like-minded conservative individuals like ourselves. You don't have to advertise on the show. You can advertise just during the music. Our engineer can program the automation system to do that for you. Whatever needs to be done to get your message out about your business to help you grow your business is what we're all about. We want to help you get more business for your business. I am all about small businesses made in Michigan, made in the United States products, local workers. That's what we're all about. So do me a favor, tell a local business that you support, tell them to give me a call. Tell them to talk to Trucker Randy. I'd like to talk to them about promoting their business. Greatly appreciate if you do that for us. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions.